I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Gear up for the match with suitable casual clobber. From overshirts and jackets to polos and tees, hoodies, sweatshirts, hats and more. Fritterskalada is making waves in the pubs and on the terraces. Come join the FDR movement and get 15% off with your discount code WMS. Stand out in the crowd, be indie, search FDR clothing online and on socials.
Welcome along to the Wise Men Say podcast. It's a Monday show and a sort of reaction show. So you're getting us all really lots of value here. Because Matt from the reaction pod's here as well.
Right.
Obviously because we're in the Harbour View.
Matt from the reaction pod's just like you don't know me.
Well, maybe some people only listen to like each specific
you're my house,
one.
Though.
Yeah.
Do we really know each other at all? And that is a question for another day.
Certainly not for now.
Maybe one of Jay Humphrey's podcasts could cover that. Yeah. I don't know, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. He seems like a nice lad, him.
Move on. I mean, he's not going to listen to this,
yeah,
is he?
Yeah.
I mean, he should if he got 6:10 a.m. listen to the Wise Men Say podcast.
Brilliant verse.
6:50 a.m. Newsly, probably. Well, or a granola product or something.
He probably listens to like every single podcast known to man by 10 o'clock in the morning, doesn't he?
He's to do it. The worst
but myself, David Goldsmith, Matt Keelan's here, Gareth Barker's here. What more do you want? Sunderland have won a game of football as well. Where do we start with this one, really? I think, annoyingly, had we held on against Huddersfield, we would be really... Huddersfield, who? Fucking hell. Blue and white. What am I talking about?
Very similar.
I don't know what... I think I need to sit down, actually.
East Riding.
Yeah. Huddersfield's not even East Riding. I used to cover Huddersfield. It's nowhere near Hull. Anyway.
Same thing, innit?
Hey, because we're H. Yeah. Because we're H, yeah. And then a U, and I got mixed up.
Yeah, it is easy.
Had we held on against Hull, we'd be like... Was it 1 point or 2 points?
Two points. The season wouldn't be dead. I don't know. Oh, really?
It's annoying that, though, isn't it? In a way.
Yeah, because it was a stupid penalty to give away, wasn't it, really, on Friday? Like, when you look back at that now, you're like, it was also a foul throw. I'm a lot more not pissed than I was on Friday. And it was a foul throw, and it was just a ridiculous challenge from Ekwar. And I'm not digging him out before everyone goes, oh, you just think he's shit, yeah. It was stupid, and now he played well today. He had a decent game today, but you're lucky that we'll be 2 points off of playoffs. All of a sudden, that article looks fucking stupid, doesn't it? Right?
And then you mentioned Bristol City as well, Gareth, didn't you? Like, sort of a last-minute penalty.
We've conceded in the last sort of 10 games. We've thrown away a point at home, where we've conceded essentially a penalty in the last kick of the game. If you add 4 points to our total at the moment, we're 2 points. We're level, sorry, aren't we?
We'd be level.
All different, so, probably, yeah.
We've got Preston to play last game of the season, which would be...
Preston have just
game.
Sneaked up, haven't they?
Yeah,
when you said, oh, Preston won again, I was like, is that relevant? Like, and there was seven. I didn't realise.
Like, lots of teams in fifth and sixth, seventh with like minus goal differences. It's like very strange.
Blackburn is sixth with minus two goal difference.
I think that's like, I know like people are like listening like, oh, I know they're kind of sort of reacting stroke Mondaying, but at the same time it's like and people may be expecting more of a reaction to the game today, but it is a level of frustration there where you're like, oh, like as we've said so many times, if we just had a bit of a go.
Well,
if we just had a bit of a go, we'd have had a.
If we'd have in the general consensus has been, if we'd had a centre forward playing. Now, on that note, Gerhard didn't play today. When, actually, his last game he scored, he played all right, and he didn't get a. He didn't start today, which there were times, weren't there, when they had so many men behind the ball, you were thinking. He would have probably made a difference, actually, if he was playing.
Yeah, they weren't, like, interested in having the ball, were they? Because they're not very good. I think, like, I don't know, if you get out, you must be thinking, well, hang on. Yeah. I've had, like, probably the worst 2 months of my whole life trying to fit into this team where I don't fit in. And I've scored at home and played quite well on Friday. And now I'm not playing. You're playing Alex Pritchard up front, basically. And it's
great trolling from Tony Mowbray, if anything.
Yeah,
really.
Probably, yeah,
I'm going to wait until you actually provide the goods and then drop you.
Yeah. I just thought it was a bit strange, but like at the end of the day, we won the game, so you can't.
I think after 20 minutes, we were saying, Gareth, weren't we? We were looking how deep Cardiff were dropped. They weren't trying to press at all. And it's one of them. You think, well, was this a game plan? Or were they just not very good and couldn't get the ball off us? And I think that was answered when the manager made two substitutions before half time.
10 minutes before half time.
Yeah, well, which shows really.
I mean,
he made three substitutions before half time, technically, because he took Wickham off at half time as well.
So three before the second half started, yeah. I mean, the Cardiff Dars would have been happy with that, wouldn't they? Two substitutions before half. Get them off! Get them all off!
It's just mortifying, though. Like, it's just short. Like, that, as a manager, I don't know.
But it answered the question, because honestly, they would drop off that much, and they weren't trying to press us at all. So at some point, you actually think, well, is this their tactic? Like, is this their tactic? Are they doing this on purpose and trying to drag us down to their level? But clearly not when he made the substitutions. No,
I mean, that was easily the. Easily the worst team we've played this year.
I don't know. I thought Reading were worse than them.
I don't know. I thought just a lack of intent. There was no like,
but Reading though.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought Reading were worse than the away game.
Well, let's go second worst.
We did beat them 3-0.
Let's agree.
We lost to these, which is remarkable, really. Well.
Let's agree on the worst three teams we've played. Let's agree on that.
Yeah, but
and then continue your point.
Reading and Cardiff are the three worst teams we've played. Reading, yeah, but yeah, they just didn't seem to want to do anything. It was like for a team who were like at the bottom and thinking we need to like accelerate ourselves out of this the problem, they just seemed to like
let us have the ball, let us do what we wanted. Absolutely no press whatsoever.
But we were kind of like, well, we were talking about this, Stephen, kind of going, well, the problem is for us, it's great in some respects, but like that, when you sniff blood in the water, it's we don't seem to have that at the moment, and I think it was all a little bit too easy for us to the point where we got a little bit complacent on the ball. I think if we'd had, I was saying to you, Gellar probably sit on the bench going, this would have been my easiest game this year if I'd been, like, well, not this year, but this half season after I've signed with Sunderland, after he's come up against loads of
like Burnley,
sort of central defenders, where we've had to play through teams, try and make something happen. He's kind of probably thinking on the bench, I wouldn't have minded the ease in which they let us have the ball in the final third with the technical players that we have. I kind of think he'll probably be thinking, oh, this would have been my greatest opportunity to make an impression in the game. And when he came on, it was probably the game had changed in terms of its sort of pattern to the point where he couldn't really make an impact. So I think if Gellard's been taken off in every game he's played, so I'm not particularly surprised that he didn't start. But
I'm a little bit, as Matt said there, he had his best game for us midweek.
We're not midweek.
Yeah, two days ago.
Maybe if there'd been a week or 4 or 5 days apart, he would have started. But maybe there's an element
Julia's like, he's not our player, so I don't care. Surely is a striker. You're like, I've scored. We've got a game in 2 days. Yeah. Great.
No, I think I agree with that. It seems a bit harsh on him.
We won the game, didn't we?
Yeah, so no, we did.
I think Mowbray, like, generally...
And he did all right when he came on. It was handball as well. When he had the shot, Gallard.
Well, I thought that, and then on the replay, I wasn't so sure.
I thought it was a penalty, because he's, like, kind of gone down.
He's taken the shape of the swastika, hasn't he, he's taken. That is the shape. I'm not saying it's good or bad either way. I'm just saying it's a bad shape that he's taken.
I wish people could see Gareth actually acting out the shape here. Because this is, like, an audio...
I'm not saying it's good or bad, Gareth is showing us the shape.
It's definitely bad. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, a lot of apologies.
But no, he did that whole, like, star shape. Let's say star shape.
He's still doing the actions now, just so you know.
He's doing the swastika.
But yeah, he didn't... First time I thought straight away handball, second time not sure. But... Overall, that was the first half was the easiest game we've had this season.
Without getting ourselves in front,
exactly.
So there's still an issue there, isn't there? In terms of that,
we all know what that is.
Well, yeah. But like you say, what's good is we've got so many injuries as well, and we still managed to make changes and bring players on who can affect the game. I thought. And there's not a lot to say apart from how terrible it is. I'm trying to analyse the game, and I'm just thinking, like, we didn't really have to, it didn't feel like we had to work for it at all, really. They had that sitter, didn't they, in the first half?
Yeah.
When you're like, which is always the danger.
Yeah, well,
when you get complacent. And we said it, didn't we, when watching it, and we're saying, right, it's almost like a League One game. We've seen this before, where you're on top so much against Shrewsbury or somebody away, and then they'll have one chance and score, and you lose the game. And it did feel a bit like that, and then he missed that sitter, and he's headed straight at literally anywhere else, and it's a goal.
Even the pace he headed it, if he just popped in the corner.
So we got, but that was all he had, wasn't it?
Well, they're not very good. And looking at the table here, it's come on the telly.
They would
be in the bottom three.
Yeah,
if Reading hadn't have had the points deduction. They're an awful side, and you know the stuff that their manager was doing, it just looked like sheer desperation to me. He's got to try and change stuff, but
he's
like,
got it massively wrong today, hasn't he? Obviously,
yeah.
If they pressed onto us, like, we do struggle when teams press us. So, you look at like most goal in terms of individual errors this season where we've conceded goals. I think Dan Neil's the highest on the list in terms of. Mistakes, statistically, and you think, well, that all comes from someone pressing onto him to give the ball away, and they just didn't. I can't remember seeing the team back off us. I was saying to Stephen, it's like, well, it's almost like they think they've taken the approach that we are much better than them.
I just don't understand
how it felt.
Why you would give a team who loves having the ball, loads of the ball.
They were scared of us. I think that's what it felt like. They were thinking, we can't beat these on
ability.
So we're going to have to keep it tight, compress it, make it difficult, and then try and nick something. And like that, I think that feels like the first time that's actually happened this year, like since we've been promoted.
Started to treat us like, actually,
these are quite good. You know, and that does add to this frustration slightly when you look at some of the games they've chucked in. But you know, in terms of you know, the game of Dayton, you know, we were phenomenally comfortable for the vast majority of the whole contest.
Is still a bit of a concern, though, isn't it? Because, you look at the two games over the weekend, and you think, oh, we got 4 points, great. I just think
you said 5 points from Burnley onwards.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, you can't get 5 points
from Burnley on. You would have been like, yes, I love, yeah.
Yeah, but then you'd look at the two, you got a point for Burnley, yeah. But then the draw at home against Hull, it's like, that's the problem. You look at the home games, you've got Birmingham and Huddersfield. That should be 6 points.
I just think we all know the issues. We're gonna mention it again. But like we can't help it, can we? But like we've just said there, 2 points against Hull. Nearly said Huddersfield again now. 2 points against Hull dropped, and 2 points against Bristol City, that's just two examples where, like, even without the centre-forward situation, we'll be in the playoffs.
But it's always
at home.
How many times have we conceded in the last 10?
But you look
this season.
QPR twice in the injury time.
QPR, Coventry, off the top of my head, obviously Bristol City, Hull. There'll be others.
There'll definitely be others, but the problem. Well, Hull away as well. It's always the home games. And, you're looking at the Birmingham game, and it's a very similar game to the Hull game. Birmingham have got now, they're not going to get relegated. They're like 9 points ahead of the bottom three. They're going to be fine. They're not very good. But it's one of them where it should be a win. But if that was away, you'd be like, we'll beat them. But for some reason, the home foot, we've not won many games at home this season. And seems to be the problem. You look at the game today, we lost at home to Cardiff.
We've won six games at home this season.
That's not good enough.
Even three more. Even if we'd won eight games this season at home.
Which still isn't really great.
It isn't, but
we'd be in the playoffs. Without a centre forward in your team. I didn't notice you were switching off and watching the match in the background.
Something in the lineups of the team, so the Middlesbrough Bristol City game, and again you look at the options at so they play well, like so they've gone with Wells tonight, Bristol City, and then you kind of look at it just, you know, Archer's on the bench for Middlesbrough, and
Middlesbrough's just playing loads of players that I've never heard of. It's just playing Ryan Giles. He's got the most assists in the championships.
We had the opportunity was there. And every team will
it
in the league.
Still is.
It is.
Remarkably.
Yeah. But my point,
despite what I said earlier.
We could enhance. Yeah. Can I just shock you? I like the playoffs. In spite of what I said earlier.
Can we have a shout out for a shout out, you know what I mean? Let's give some recognition to Dennis Sirkin. Who's been out of the team. It's the longest concussion injury I've ever heard of, I think. His two games he's played, so he scored against Millwall, then he's been out. Well, he played the next game, then got took off, he's been out.
Play against Rotherham.
Right, yeah, and then got took out. He's back and he scored again. and he's a serious player here,
isn't he?
3-2
2-3 sorry. For,
and he's filling a centre half when he's a left back.
Think, Sergei,
he's a serious player, isn't
he? I've always been the thing that worries me about Sergei is the head injury issue, because I think he had two in the Championship. Sorry, two in League One. I think he had two head injuries where he missed games, and he's had another one. Which to me, it says there's like a bit of a not an underlying issue.
Maybe he needs to start wearing them, one of them helmets that the rugby union players wear.
What was the lad?
Why don't footballers ever wear that?
No, there's one. Who does he play for in national football? Who wears one? Remember Czech Republic?
That's
probably me. That's you.
Not anymore.
You moved on from that phase. There is a lad who
is that?
Plays for. He plays in Germany.
Tweet us and let us know.
He plays in Germany. He wears one of those Peter Cech hats. Plays in centre midfield.
Peter Cech has
one. Yeah. That would have been a quicker example to give.
No, but he's finishing, and I think the worry for me, for somebody who consistently gets the concussion injuries for in a sport in which there's a lot of contact in that area, is a concern. Not diversify too much, but there's a cricketer in Australia called Will Pogowski who played for a really highly rated batter. He's played for Australia and stuff, and he's been hit in the head with a ball to the point where he can't, essentially, he's not been able to play top level cricket anymore because he's had so many concussions. And you think,
it's turned into a very hot, glass half empty approach. This conversation.
No, I'm just saying, are we getting to a stage where now
he's going to have to retire soon?
But what I'm saying is, are we going to get to the stage where it's regulated to the point where you go, look, it's not sensible for you to play at this level anymore because you are so susceptible to this problem?
There's a lot of stuff done about, concussions in football.
But for somebody to be out for the best part of 2 months with concussion,
I think,
after he's had two concussions last year.
There's a lot of stuff linked to, Alzheimer's. Chris Sutton, I know for all his faults, there's a lot about...
He does sound like Zippy. And he is an idiot.
He's
a nice man.
I'm not saying he's a nice man.
No, he might be a nice man. He probably is a nice
but
man.
If you want to talk about concussions in football,
which I didn't expect.
Well, I don't. Me and Richard talked at length about
the direction of this podcast has gone on a totally different route.
Concerned about
route.
Dennis Sergin's headaches. Now.
Yeah, I've just scored a goal. Just let be happy for him.
What's with his head?
Yeah. He
should have headed it.
You know what? He would have really enjoyed that goal because one of them was where, it's on the goal lines you can't miss, and he just lashed it through. That would have felt great. He just hit that as hard as he could. It's like an open goal. So he's I can't miss this. I've got to kick this as hard as I can. The only thing more satisfied as a kid was when you get down on your knees and head the ball over the line. Yeah. Remember that one?
He shouldn't be doing that, actually.
I would love to see a pro player do it, though. Remember that one? Probably as a kid, though.
Morrison or someone do it. Someone like that did it. Sure.
It's the kind of thing he would have done, but I can't say.
Lee Trundle would do that. He would do that sort of thing.
Definitely.
Where you get to the line and then crawl down and head it over. We should sign Lee Trundle. I agree. But anyway,
good performance though against a team who weren't very good. But I was going to say, remember where we were last year.
It does. Midway through the second half.
Imagine if we'd known Championship teams were going to be this much shitter than us when we got promoted.
This. 2 days ago last year, or maybe a day ago or so, we needed that last minute winner at Oxford to win the game to get us into the playoffs.
Who it's easy to forget exists.
We were like, we were like seventh or eighth.
There's another Blues injury who's like not available.
Well, yeah, if that hadn't gone in, that's not playoffs for that.
Yeah. I'm saying we were probably, I think we might have been finishing that game in eighth or seventh if we hadn't, if we hadn't scored that goal. So
I mean, you've got, like, you look back last Easter Monday, and we drew with Plymouth.
Yeah,
and it was like, all right, that's fine.
That's a good result.
Like, yeah, yeah. They've lost at home 2-0 Lincoln today. But
yeah, we said they got the choking on there a bit.
Well, everyone is in League One, like.
So they beat top all season, yeah. Plymouth.
So yeah. Look at this last season, they like hammered on the last day. MK Dunn's picking like 6-0 or something.
Yeah. Seeing as we're going to talk about Plymouth, what I would say is, although and say we're seeing as we're like sort of like comboing the Monday pod and the reaction. What I would say is that so although we had like a decent game to say,
all right,
yeah, it was fine. What's the plan there when you look at, say, you've sent Mattete to Plymouth to play?
I just think Mattete is better than him.
But so this is my point though. So what's your plan? So are we saying we're going to bring Mattete back? We're going to bring Mattete back in the summer and he's going to be in the squad. Are we going to like then send Ekwa on loan almost? Like, where we're going to go like, he'll like do a job for us. We need it now, but we know he's not.
Maybe to Plymouth specifically.
Yeah, just let's have a link on the
Plymouth. It's quite far. It's far. Like it's someone close.
It's
miles away.
I mean,
thousands.
Probably like the most.
It's probably closer to France than Sunderland, is it?
Well, so is Portsmouth, really.
Yeah.
Most teams are probably Bournemouth, so that they probably are.
We should send them on loan.
Actually, London teams are probably closer to France and Sunderland.
They probably are, yeah. I would imagine they are, yeah.
Channel's only 22 miles.
Yeah. I mean, it's, as far as channels go, it's a very poor channel, isn't it? Really.
Yeah, it's just like,
at least flex your muscles as a channel.
The Mediterranean gap isn't that much bigger.
Oh, yeah.
That's the whole point of it being a channel, though.
And if you want to hear more about the world's shittest channels, it's on
Channel 5.
Yeah. Channel 5. It's Mick Knowles Shittest Channels. It's on tonight, 9:30.
Oh, one of them comedy versions of it, where like Rob Beckett and people like that
Rob Beckett and Ramesh Ranganathan on the world's shittest channel.
They have a comment on it, don't they? I think that show we've got as far as we can.
You think? I don't know, I'm just getting started.
Couple of things to mention before we go. Live show, 27th of April. We're going to have to open the Premier Concourse, I think, because it's done. It's good.
I mean,
like, we weren't expecting it, really. Shields, you know, away from Sunderland, away from where we normally do our live shows, but it's sold. So Vic Hallam will be there.
Oh,
come and speak. Yeah. Come and listen to us speak about the 1973
well, him, mainly.
Win. Yeah,
I remember it well, exactly.
Yeah,
that'll be great. I mean, you can get the tickets, Customs House website. Call the Customs House. You can go into the Customs House. You can buy the tickets for £12.50. 27th of April. As Stephen's and Matt have alluded to, we are in a perilous situation in which we may have to allow more people into the venue.
It's quite mad, really.
Is exciting and terrifying
with a very low key marketing strategy.
Let's see how it goes
and we'll panic and market it, but we didn't need to do that. So
it's that thing. It's like if you go too early you seem arrogant, don't you? You seem a bit up yourself. So now what we're going to do is next
use all your options.
The next we will be giving a couple of tickets away, which in a competition which we haven't constructed.
Haven't decided how to do that yet, but we'll do that.
We're going to have to think about it because it's in 2 weeks.
It is in 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks on Thursday. But if you, I mean, for £12.50. I mean, it's an amazing opportunity. I'm telling you now that producer and fine gentleman Richard Easterbrook is working on a phenomenal backdrop. I think when me and Stephen went in the week, we were quite sort of a bit scared when we saw like the stage.
I was fine.
Like a proper place.
proper theatre. We'll be fine. It will be right. It will be right.
No, if you've already bought tickets,
yeah,
it'll be fine. We're not going to, like... it's not going to be, like, a bad time for anybody. We are trying really hard to make sure that'll be quite good. And that's the main thing. But don't miss out on it.
And we'll be back later. Thanks to our sponsor, Fitness Sklada, as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got a nice jumper on there.
Yes. Which...
very nice.
I love it.
Believe it or not, it's not a freebie. I actually went and bought it and used a discount code WMS15. Genuinely, I did get some free beer, Matt, so, which was nice.
Good.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.